From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The recently bankrupt city of Vallejo is asking taxpayers to decide how to spend sales tax revenue. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
The city of Vallejo is enacting a process called participatory budgeting. It's an experiment in which the community decides on spending priorities for a little more than $3 million in sales tax revenue. The list of projects will be entirely up to taxpayers. Joey Lake is the chair of the Participatory Budgeting Committee.
Certainly, people will come to the table with their own ideas, and that's highly encouraged. But the crux of the matter is the money has to be spent in a way that benefits the welfare of Vallejo.
Lake says the proposals could include projects for transportation, education, parks, or anything else. Final projects are decided by a community vote and submitted to the city council for approval. Vallejo is the first in the nation to institute participatory budgeting citywide. The first public meetings begin next week. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Used to be a group of volunteers could get an initiative on California's ballot, but this election, single wealthy individuals are personally bankrolling four of the 11 propositions. Billionaires Tom Steyer and George Joseph have spent millions on Prop 39 and 33, respectively. Former Facebook executive Chris Kelly has spent several million on Prop 35, and wealthy civil rights attorney Molly Munger has spent more than $30 million on Prop 38. University of Southern California history professor Kevin Starr says it's no surprise.
Absolutely, because there's a body of doctrine interpretation coming forward that spending money is a form of free speech, and that the Mungers have money and want to spend it to have money for the public schools. They're entitled to do that. That's a form of free speech.
Starr adds social media and instant communication are playing a larger role in politics, requiring more to influence.